Hello, it's Tuesday, May the 24th, and we're in chapter 3 of 1 Peter today, and the first 7 verses, and this may be relevant to you, and it may not be relevant to you in particular, because Peter now turns to the answer to the question, how then should we live, which has been his concern now for over a chapter or so, and we turn in this section to the relationship of husbands and wives. I often wonder what it would be like to be married to the Apostle Peter. And I imagine that Peter, who sometimes lived on his emotions, and we see that in the narrative of his life, whereas Paul seems to be sort of steady and even keel, there are ups and downs in Peter's life, and probably that was the case in his marriage. And you may be asking, where in the Bible does it say that Peter was married? Well, you might recall that early in Jesus' ministry, he healed Peter's mother-in-law, which then says that he was married. Where she was and did Peter have any children, we're not told any of those details for sure. But he knew something about marriage, and here in these 7 verses he gives some advice. Now, some of you will read this and say, typical of a man to have 6 verses on wives and only 1 verse on husbands. The exact opposite of what Paul does when he addresses the issue in Ephesians chapter 5. You notice in the section for husbands in verse 7, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. That you should treat your wife as an heiress, and that you should treat her with dignity, living with her in an understanding way. That involves conversation, that involves a meeting of minds, that involves an understanding of each other, but treating your wife as an heiress. Well, that's it for today. We'll come back tomorrow and pick it up at verse 8. But for now, have a wonderful day.